All right, here we are with another Authority Agent Spotlight, and I'm really thrilled today to have Tracy Haynes, very familiar name and face that you've seen in the agency Facebook group, because he's definitely one guy that gets it. He understands the he doesn't have the scarcity mentality. He understands how powerful this stuff is, and he full on comes in there and uses the power. He has published best-selling books. He's probably responsible for a number of them. We'll get into that. In fact, Tracy, I want to jump right into that. Thanks for coming on and sharing with folks. This means a lot, probably more than you even realize, for you to come on and inspire folks with what you've done over the last 6 or so months. So welcome and thanks for coming on here with me.
Oh, you're welcome, Jack. Thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate the spotlight.
No, let's jump right into it. You've been hustling. I mean, you're making things happen over the last 6 months. How many best-selling authors are you responsible for bringing into the agency events that allow everybody to participate? How many best-selling authors have you brought into this?
Well, that's a great question. I was just trying to think. I think I lost track, but we had some multi-author books as well. So personally responsible probably from 8 to 10, I guess, maybe more.
Yeah, because I think
single books.
Authors, I think you've had a couple of multi-authors. You're probably responsible for, I'd have to guess, 20. Would that be accurate or more?
That's pretty close. It's been incredible.
And pretty diverse thing. And you got one coming up here that is really, really big on the third, because you got some names, name brands in there. Les Brown doing the foreword of this book. This is remarkable. Coming from, when you probably joined into agency at the beginning, what, about 6 months ago, months ago, February, March. Yes. And from then you've brought in, dozens, 20 or more, or a couple dozen best-selling authors. And now you're publishing a book that has Les Brown doing the foreword
It's just incredible. I mean, utilizing and taking action with what you, Jack, and Brian has taught us has been an incredible ride. And I learned long ago from a mentor, and he said, find somebody that needs something or it's been elusive to them, that they're successful, and provide that to them and see where that takes you. And I did that with an individual, and she's the co-author of this new book, Bold, Melissa Kravacek. And I got her to bestseller status and eventually to international bestseller, and it just blew the lid off of it. And I just told her, look, why don't we do a multi-author book and just get Les Brown to do the forward? I said it just like that. And she said, no problem. And she says, we'll use Tony Robbins as a backup if we can't get Les Brown. And I said, that's what I'm talking about right there. So
a situation, Tracy, you've really been dragging your feet to go 6 months from having Tony Robbins as your second choice to do a forward. Come on, you need a pep, put a little pep in your step there.
Yeah, exactly. So even Tony Robbins' son, was in the mix there too. So it's just been incredible. I mean, it just gives you such the positioning, and it starts opening doors, and you just keep following and the doors keep opening, and just keep taking action, and the agents. And I know you just opened up to some new agents. The best thing to do is just take action and get yourself positioned first, and let the people that you're talking to know that you know what you're talking about, and it'll take off. It'll just take off.
Yeah, well, I think you're one that I think is a great, great example of gaining that confidence very, very quickly, and then using that confidence in moving forward. So let's set a little groundwork. So you're a retired U.S. Navy photographer. Right. So let's figure out the leapfrog here from going from a retired U.S. Navy photographer to you know, the man about town, you know, with working with some of these folks and putting these things. And we're not just talking about, you know, with Les Brown. We're talking about from 6 months ago to now. You are thinking big. You're putting together, you know, $5,000 mastermind deals for folks that you got your target set on the right type of clients. And that's the one thing that you just made a beeline to. So let's step back a little bit and see how you went from, you know, where you were, retired U.S. Navy photographer, and how that led to what you are doing now.
Well, the magic of it is I've always been in media. I've always, you know, photography is a part of media. Motion picture and video producing that I did for the United States Navy was a dream job, I'm telling you. I mean, you can get paid to travel the world, take pictures and videos, hang out with presidents and heads of state and dictators. And you get to see things, you know, a lot of the other worlds or people don't get to see. But sometimes, you know, it makes the media. And I was a part of all that. So, you know, I was trying to find a connection. Now, it's taken me, this wasn't instant. I've been out of the Navy 15 years. But, I own different businesses. I was always an entrepreneur doing something. But, I basically just come into, alignment with what I'm really supposed to do, thanks to you, Jack, and Brian, and put all this stuff together. And, you know, in 2009, I had a business partner ask me, he said, do you know how to self-publish a book? And I'm like, no, but I'm going to find out. And that was about the time Create Space came on board, and I immersed myself in how to do it. And that was the first book I published for this gentleman. And when I completed it, I mean, Jack, I went so as far, I wanted to make this happen for him so bad. I built myself my own binding machine. I went to Lowe's and brought all the pieces and created this binding machine. And I've still got this thing. When I get on stage, I'm going to use this for a prop from what I started from. But I was literally going to bind his book and myself before sending it to Create Space because I was so determined to get it done. And once I realized that that wasn't going to happen, I mean, you should have seen this thing. I mean, it was a train wreck, but I was determined to put it together, but got him his book and put it in his hand, and the look on his face was priceless. And I was hooked. It was that dopamine hit that we talk about. And I was like, man, if I could do this and let this feel this guy's emotion, I was like, I got to do this over and over and over again. And that's what I did.
It's unlikely anything that you've done. I mean, as much as you've probably helped friends or done things even for business clients, that's one thing that I realized that nothing compares to that feeling when they look at this and they look at you like you're some kind of, you know, wizard that you're able to do this. I mean, the first book that I ever helped someone do was back in 1994, 1995, where there was no Create Space, no Amazon, none of that. And it cost thousands of dollars, and he had to order a garage full of books to have.
Yep.
But he was still so thrilled that someone was able to construct this and put the pieces together. And, you know, I got hooked on that feeling then when Create Space and Kindle came along. Holy, you know, that's a walk in the park, you know, compared to what you had. And so when you did this for this guy, in 2009, and you know that's pretty early, right when things started rolling. You know what? What was the realm of the opportunities that you saw there? I mean, what started cranking in your mind about how you could do this for other people, or what the model would be?
Well, of course, my experience is video, and I knew video was important as far as internet marketing and positioning yourself. But I had another business partner. When I first met him, he handed me a book that he'd published, and it was about how to hunt deer. And it didn't have anything to do with the niche that he was in, but that was how he greeted people when he met new people. He'd hand them a book. He said, "Here's a little book I published. It's on deer hunting. You know, if you know anybody that knows how to or wants to learn how to deer hunt, this is a good book." And I thought, man, that is cool. You meet somebody, you hand them a book, that's your business card, right? So that was back in 2009 as well. So I just took my video background and the ability to do a book for somebody and put that all together. And you guys made it all, you know, connect with the positioning and the authority positioning for people, you know, because video marketing or video producing is a spoke in the authority wheel. We have to have a piece of that. And I was managed to put that all together. And I thought, man, I can do this and get paid for it. Not only am I going to get a great feeling about it, but these people are going to get these results. And I can basically, you know, guarantee a part of it and show them, you know, how to do it and take them down this path. Because I found out that these, you know, folks out here are not keen on how to do that. They don't have the technical skills or whatever. But, you know, I built my first website back in 1994 using Dreamweaver. And I've been, you know, pretty, you know, astute in the changes and everything. And Mike Koenig's got me interested back when video first came online. It became easier and easier. It's kind of like the publishing thing. It got easier and easier to do. The playing field was level. So I just managed to put all that in together and got this nice package now for businesses and entrepreneurs and coaches that can get their information out there to the world and get positioned.
Yeah, that's what a lot of, I think, you know, one of the benefits, but also curses that we have as entrepreneurs, and particularly, you know, in the online world, is we kind of put blinders on and, you know, we think, you know, publishing a book on Kindle or CreateSpace, you know, it's kind of common, but in the real world, you know, walking down the street and you talk to 100 business owners, they have no clue what this stuff is. You know, they have no clue how it's done or whatever. And too many people, I think, assume that. And, you know, these first books that you did, you didn't do anything like as far as bestseller campaigns. You went through the mechanics of getting the book published and put it in their hand. And that was, you know, just took them over the moon as far as what you were able to do with them. Right. That was even before you conceived about bestseller stuff. Right.
Right. And then the bestseller possibilities came up. And of course, everybody was talking about, you know, New York Times bestseller and Wall Street Journal bestseller and what was, you know, required to do that. Well, that's out of some people's reach.
A lot of people's reach.
Yeah. A lot of people's reach. I mean, you know, you set out to write a book for two things, to become a bestseller or to lead back to you, or both, basically. To lead back to you to get more information or to help them do something else or buy something else from
you. But even without bestseller, just being a published author is a huge credibility positioning. You know, right there, just being published, even if nobody's ever bought your book, is huge because it separates yourself from just about your competition. Just the fact that you are a published author, you know, breeds an incredible amount of credibility that I think a lot of people dismiss or overlook. That's the first step. You know, before you even talk about bestseller, you probably could sell people and have them at, I'm going to make you a published author. And then taking it to bestseller is just something probably they never even completely beyond their reach.
Exactly. I was speaking at a social media event at the University of Houston back in 2011, and my topic was business owners, you know, public, how to separate themselves from the competition was being a published author. And, you know, I went as far as, you know, I pulled out my flip camera and did demonstrations. Man, I was swamped after that talk. They come up to me and wanted to know, man, how can I do that? How can I separate myself from the rest of the pack by being a published author? And that's how I really started picking momentum up in this stuff.
So that was 2011. So you helped some other folks with put their books together between then and when you joined agency. Did you gain traction on you know, putting together the books and publishing them?
Oh, yes, absolutely. At one of my clients is Jaron Frame. She's a former CNN anchor. You know, these folks, they've got these messages that they want out, but they don't know the mechanics and the technical part of it. And that's where I come in because of my technical background and being able to put things together, I think, is my forte, and taking elements here and there and put it into a finished package really goes a long way in helping these folks. So, yeah, I've got several clients that we had, and you know, I was called the publisher dropped the ball one time, and this person was speaking in Hawaii, and we had like a couple days to put this thing together and managed to pull it off. And she received the books in Maui, Hawaii, when she stepped off the plane to go to her speaking gig, and it just took off from there. I mean, I was just sought after to get this thing done because we could deliver what we said we were going to deliver.
Yeah, you make things happen. So I think, you know, that's an important point that, you know, you were providing this and included this in a business model before, because did you do anything around that with news releases? And, you know, you weren't doing bestseller campaigns, but, you know, just doing the book thing on its own had a huge impact and is a viable business service to offer to people. Now, So probably when you found agency or you saw that you were opening an agency through the Authority Alchemy, and you saw the possibilities of the bestsellers and things like that, you know, what did that kind of do when you thought, man, to, this is working right now, people like this, but if I can put this on top, it could really change things. I mean, what was going on in your head with that?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it was just incredible. I mean, it was like, you read a lot about the law of attraction and how that works. It was like, man, it's like I attracted all this stuff. I mean, it was going down this path, and Jack Mize and Brian Horn shows up with this Authority agency. And not only can you be a published author, but we can have bestseller campaigns. We can do press releases. We can do feature stories. We can get you featured on affiliates and media outlets. And it's like, wow, this is heaven sent. And I was just elated and just adding so much value to, publishing, being a published author. I mean, it doesn't stop there. I mean, it goes so beyond that. And you just keep going. Did you guys say Kardashian effect, or was it somebody else?
I don't know. Whatever it is, sounds familiar. Sounds like a good word there.
Yeah, the Kardashian effect is staying in the news. I mean, there's so many people out there, and I want to add something that there's people out there that have spent a lot of money to get published and get absolutely nothing past that. And our agency and your agency can provide a service and so much value for someone and get the results that they're looking for. I mean, there's some bad things out there going on with publishers.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that because, you being in the publishing books, you've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. You've seen people that are probably bordering on criminal with what they are doing. And you know how, we feel about being very clear to people and not leading people on to something that what's going to happen, leading people to understand that we are not here to market your book to make money. But you've certainly run across some things that are just the dark side of all this. I'd love for you to talk about that. You don't have to mention names of companies, but yeah, some of the scenarios that you've seen.
Yes, I got some referrals from some folks, and they were saying that they have a published book, and I mean, they're on some significant topics, and they were, promised some things that weren't delivered, and they lose total control of their content. I mean, they can't even make changes to their accounts or update anything. Or if they do, the request is several thousand dollars just to make a change.
That right there. I want to make sure that we put a spotlight there, because everybody always wants to know, how much can I charge for this? How much can I charge for this? And the range is astronomical, from nothing to astronomical. So let's actually put some numbers to this, to real, cases that you've seen, that you've worked, where people have come to you out of desperation that, one, they have a book that is collecting dust. They can't do anything with it, right? What have you seen that they've paid to that point to just be able to have a something physical that's probably sitting in their garage that now they have no way to do anything with? What have you seen people that have spent just to have the thing printed and made real?
$20,000.
$20,000 to take what they've written and make it into a physical book, right? And that's before it's ever listed or sold or anything, right?
Well, it's listed, but they're not receiving royalty payments. They're not, you know, they're not getting, you know, these people are promising them they're going to get on speaking tours, they're going to do yada, yada, yada. And then once they push back and say, well, I need to get into the account and make some changes, they're like, well, that'll be $5,000.
So and we're talking about accounts like just an Amazon account that they have to optimize their book listing. You had a client, I think, that you were telling me about that you had the opportunity. They had so much sunk cost into their book, thousands of dollars, and you were able to do a bestseller campaign. But obviously we have to optimize the listing to do that. And I think that's the one that they said, in order for me to get access to optimize that, I have to pay $5,000. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
That's criminal.
Yes. Yes. And the sad part about it is these people are so focused on their dream and this book that they pay it over and over again.
That's, yeah, and that's exactly the situation that, you know, why, you know, we came up with a code of ethics for agents, that this is, there's no reason to take advantage of folks and lead them on. And like I say, it's not even just you implying what's going to happen. It's if you know, let them infer, if you know what they're thinking and it's not accurate, you know, you need to be very, very clear about that. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, I always want people to have access to their account. It's their intellectual property. It's their, you know, blood, sweat, and tears they put into it. There's no reason for me to handcuff myself to them. And I'm glad that you feel the same way with the stuff that you're doing. But it is heartbreaking when you come across someone that you know that you can help, but they are handcuffed. Their hands are tied. They have to pay something like that to do that. And I think that's one of the reasons that I'm so happy that, you know, we're able to get more people out here doing this, is because, you know, we're given an option, an alternative to, you know, being handcuffed to some of that stuff. So, you know, that's $20,000, $5,000 if they want it optimized so they can do a bestseller campaign. And, you know, that's, so when people ask, what can you charge for this? A lot more than you probably should. So what you can charge and what you should charge are two different things. And so that's probably not something people need to worry about. There's plenty of people out there that will pay for this type of service and delivery, obviously.
Right.
You know?
Yes, exactly. And no, you know, I really don't even focus on the money. It's so much value and so much to get these folks what they need and get them the exposure. The money will take care of itself, and you'll be rewarded for taking care of people. I mean, you don't have no reason to not, and over deliver. And the authority agency that you guys have put together is just top of the line and value added. And you guys have just gone out of the way to just make it right. And I'm proud to be associated with it and that out there.
So. I certainly appreciate that. So you got a book. I want to make sure people know the third, because I'm going to try to get this. I want to get this this spotlight recording up so people know and can participate on the on the Bold. Right. It's Bold.
Helping you unleash the hero within. It's got 13 entrepreneurs, top six-figure folks, some top-of-the-line people in there. Barbara Pender, she's the social media manager for Les Brown and some other top folks. We've got Marcy Locke, you've probably heard of. We've got Melissa Kravacek. We've got some first-time authors and entrepreneurs in there as well. And we're just excited. It's all of the, you know, everybody comes from a mess to success, as they say, and it's talking about everything that these people went through to get to where they're at today. And the overall message is, you know, we've been there, done that. You have to stay the course and be bold and step out there and start making it happen and taking action. And it's not always have to be perfect. And it just
literally is.
and just take some action and it'll happen. Yeah. And it'll happen. So,
well, that's what I want to talk to bring up, because I can't skip this, because I know this is a fear that every single person that has ever and will ever do their first bestseller campaign goes through. All right. So even with your publishing background and things, when you came into agency and you ran your first bestseller campaign, what were your nerves like?
I'm still like that today, and I've done it many times. It's like, you know, I'm a father of two great kids, but it's like, you know, you're out in the waiting room, like, oh, okay, we're gonna make it. But yeah, I mean, it's exhilarating to get that going and have the campaign start in the morning, and then you wait, and then it pops. And you know, I still jump out of my chair and jump up and down when it happens. It's that exciting. And I know it's exciting for the people, the authors, and, you know, it's just, you do it and you line up and you do the next one and you just keep doing it. It's that exciting and fun.
So. Yeah. And so what's your advice to someone that's about to do their first campaign? So they don't, cause it's invariable that people doing their first campaign, I'll end up getting, you know, some private messages or emails to the support desk with them. What's going on? I don't think it's working. It's not working, you know? So what I'm going to let you give them that advice from that perspective.
Well, you know, a mentor a long time ago said, be patient. Let's let the course run. And we have so much confidence in what happens that you just have to sit there, be patient, visualize yourself, you know, being a bestseller author, because you're going to. I love telling my clients, just, we've got this. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to be a bestselling author. And, I'll call you, and they're like, well, how do you do that? It's like, just wait, just let it happen and be patient, and it's going to happen. And I've private messaged Jack. It's like, Jack, do you think I got my categories right or whatever? You know, did we got this right? And it's like, yeah, we're going to be all right. And then, you know, it happens. So
yeah, I think I saw
be confident.
And a new agent asked, when they came in, a new agent said, you know, what is the success rate of turning books into bestsellers here in agency? You know, I'm sure if we said, hey, we got a 80% success rate, that would be phenomenal. But we got better, right? We've got a 100% success rate, you know, it's just so everybody just kind of calm down. It's going to happen, right?
100 authors, 100% success rate.
Yeah. So,
awesome.
So,
talk about confidence. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, so. that is. Well, I got to say, Tracy, you know, I appreciate the you know, participation that you have in the Facebook group and the transparency of you showing folks, you know, kind of what you're doing, and it pays off on both sides. You know, you get your guaranteed bestsellers every time, and you know, you turn around and you participate when someone else has a best-selling launch and jump in there. So it just works out with folks, you know, supporting like this, and it just creates success all the way around. And, you know, to not have that, mentality that you know, to have an abundance mentality that, you know, there's enough to go around for everyone, because there certainly is. That's the only reason we even would open agencies, because we know that there's enough to go around. So I certainly appreciate your participation and your encouragement to folks that are worried and going through a lot of that. And with your knowledge and background, you know, you add a lot to it. You bring a lot to it. And so I definitely see big successes for you to come.
Well, I appreciate that. I just want to put something out quick to the new agents that this is the only place on the planet where you can spend 99 cents and give so much joy and so much adoration and accolades to somebody that had a vision or a dream to publish a book, and everybody involved. 99 cents. Think about it, folks. So, I mean, I would spend 99 cents every day to do this, and it's participation and encouragement. So jump in there and help everybody out as much as you can. And I just wanted to add a little bit. I've orchestrated to put my first 3-day event together for people that desire to position themselves in authority positioning. And putting together a 3-day, $5,000 event to get their book done in the 3 days, because a lot of people procrastinate. There's a lot of books sitting out there that, you know, are not published. And attracting those people and starting their authority wheel and getting the continuity going for $1,000 a month to stay in the news. And my first event will be in September in Galveston, Texas. I'm going to be renting a high-end home, and it's going to be a complete experience for everybody coming out. And so look for those happening as well.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
That is. All right. Well, Tracy, thanks again for coming on today and sharing this. And the folks, Tracy's a wealth of knowledge and experience on this, especially as much as he's done over the last 6 months, is really incredible and inspiring. So I do appreciate you coming out and sharing.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Fantastic, folks. Well, there it is. Like I said, you know, lots of shiny objects, lots of tactics, lots of methods, but you are the only real game changer. Just time to go out there and make it happen. So I'll see you next time.